Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
Budget says that they're going to ruin us because that what you're saving next year, we're shoving back in 64, and that they've told them the budget's 98.8, and they told them that they estimated it'd be only 97.8, and now defense is shoving $1 billion back into 64 so they can be under 65, and that's indefensible. We're going to run over 100, they say, if we keep doing that. Now, what do we do?
Well, the answer is that budget asked us to accelerate expenditures in 64. I don't know where they told you that, but this was 3 or 4 months ago, and we got a program to do it, and it's damn difficult to keep turning around midstream here. They wanted to accelerate expenditures in 64 in order to ensure that the economy had the benefit of this flow of money into it. But we worked like hell to do it, and we found ways of doing it, not at the expense of, not dollar for dollar out of 65, and this was long before you came in.
So it's got no relation to the 65?
No, I think if you face a problem, Mr. President, we can do this. We can underestimate the defense expenditures for fiscal 64 by about $400 million, and then in June, at the end of the fiscal year, say, well, now all the figures are in. Looks like we were wrong by $400 million out of $50 billion. That's not too bad an error.
Wait a minute. Let Gordon see what he says about that.
We can. Yes, Bob. We're just talking about the question of how we come out on 64. Now, obviously, one way to do it is to underestimate 64 expenditures by the maximum reasonable amount. I'm not 400 is good. I think we'd like to look at it a little more closely and see if we could do a little bit more.
No, we can't do it over that, Kermit. We just can't screw up the integrity of the financial process over here.
Are all the decisions, Bob, that involve pulling forward 65 expenditures into 64, are they sufficiently firm and into the machinery now?
Yeah, they're in writing in the hopper, you see.
I see.
That's the problem.
I see. Well, if we can get 400 out of defense, maybe we can get some. You see what's happened, Bob, as I told you the other day. It's not only the defense picture, but CCC is up about $300 million. Interest is up about $200 million.
Yeah.
When you add all these together, overshot.
I know your problem.
Yeah.
No question about it. But I wish you'd mentioned to the president that the Budget Bureau asked us to do
this some months ago.
This is completely unrelated to his fiscal 65 program. In other words, I didn't get my fiscal 65 program by shifting money out into 64. I worked like hell to get that 65 down.
I
wish you'd mentioned that, because he didn't mention it to me.
That's perfectly so, Bob. And,
of course,
he explained to me the other day what you've done is accelerate expenditures in 64 where you can justify them on good management grounds.
Yeah, but this is completely unrelated to 51.4. I don't want him thinking that we made this 51.4 by movement. We didn't. That was all the acceleration was in train before he ever became president.
Well, if we can get about 400 off there, Bob, that would certainly help, and I'll see what we can do on CCC.
Well, we can do that and do it without appearing to be manipulating the figures.
Well, why don't we proceed on?
Well, would you tell the president specifically that 3 to 4 months ago you asked me?
Yes, I will indeed. I will indeed.
Rick, and that therefore my 51.4 wasn't a manipulated figure.
No.
Okay.
I did not so intimate.
No, but he may not understand.
Bob wanted me to stress with you, Mr. President, that Bob was asked by President Kennedy through me to try to increase expenditures in 64 for their economic effect. Yeah. That's
okay.
Right. The President didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, very good, Colonel. Let me leave it this way. We'll plan to underestimate by $400 million unless I hear from you or the President.
Very good.
Thanks.
Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
So what it adds up to is this: an acceleration of expenditures ordered some time ago instead of a conscious shift in last week.
Absolutely. This is the point I wanted to emphasize.
All right, I've got it, but I didn't add it. I made this call. Now, let's see if you got it worked out now where you...
Yes, we will underestimate 64 by $400 million. And that means
that... Let's say we're going to have a revised estimate.
All right, yeah.
Let's have a revised one, both of you.
Right.
Let's try to... we made a mistake over here the other day, talking around among some of the employees that are still thinking of yesteryear about how we were way under the budget expenditure, and we went out and put it in the paper 97-something, and I asked them where in the hell they got that figure, and they were sitting in here listening to us. And so now we show it's 100, that looks pretty bad. And what it ought to show all along, if we can make it short, is 98.8. We're pretty much on the nose.
Yeah.
And then All right, now what did you do with your dinosaur? Did you cancel it?
Well, I've got the newsmen coming in 34 minutes.
All right, okay, goodbye.
Hi, sir.
Let me know after it's over with.
I will, yes.